About a year ago, D. James Kennedy Ministries, which, by the way, is my full-time employer, put out a book. The book was written by Robert Knight, who is a journalist who's worked for the L.A. Times. He's worked for the Media Research Center and even worked for D. James Kennedy Ministries. Anyway, the book was all about how the left plans to steal your vote. The name of the book was Liberty on the Brink. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest right now is Bob Knight, who wrote that book, again, prophesying that unless these certain things get under control, the left could indeed steal the vote. And here we are, and I'm recording this on January 8, 2021. Bob, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jerry.
And before we get into the content about the whole idea of some of the ways in which the left it seems to have pulled off a heist of our voting, there's a great quote from C.S. Lewis. He said it in Realm of the Church History and so forth, but the quote goes like this: "The devil is always trying to trick us to extremes." And so yesterday, on in January 6th, 2021, we saw a disastrous day in the U.S. Capitol. There was even a woman killed by gunfire in the Capitol as these barbarian types, you know, stormed the Capitol like as if it was the Bastille or something. And it's so sad because on the one hand, there's the allegations of voter fraud, and I think there's something to those allegations. And on the other hand, these people are very frustrated, but, you know, lawlessness gets us nowhere. And the Bible even says sin is lawlessness. So let me just sit back and let you wax eloquent, but first begin with addressing what happened yesterday.
Well, there was an explosion of frustration yesterday because many people believe the election was stolen. I happen to be among them. I've looked at all kinds of evidence that the courts don't seem interested in that seem irrefutable, that there were at least irregularities and outright fraud in some cases. Over 1,000 affidavits were filed by people under penalty of perjury if they were lying, alleging that they saw outright fraud happening. And yet no court, as far as I know, has looked at this evidence and said, here's why we don't think it holds water. Instead, they have ruled the cases out for various reasons, such as procedural, standing, all kinds of technical reasons. But I have yet to see a major court look at the most solid evidence of vote fraud and say, here's why we don't believe it. They never get to that point. Yeah. But as far as what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, it's deplorable. You can't justify breaking and entering and smashing things and occupying the chamber. There's nothing that can justify that. But, you know, it's interesting the way the media treated it, as if it's the worst thing since 9/11. And they ignored pretty much the violence that occurred in our country for months at the hands of BLM and Antifa. Mm-hmm. They pleaded with us to understand the motivation behind those riots. Like, you know, that these people are justifiably angry, they're burning down whole city blocks, attacking police, et cetera, and we're supposed to understand. Well, it's understandable. They're not giving any such understanding to the demonstrators and rioters in the U.S. Capitol. They're just saying they're thugs, they have to be punished. And they do have to be punished if they broke the law, and they did, many of them. There is some evidence that some Antifa people were among them, probably egging them on. And this is the mirror image of what the left was charging, which is what there were some right-wing elements among the Black Lives Matter demonstrators egging them on, trying to get violence to occur. That's neither here nor there. There are a couple things to say about this. First, you can't justify this violence. It's outrageous. Mm-hmm. Two, there is a reason that so many people gathered in the nation's capital hoping for a different result in the Electoral College vote. They hope that at the very least Congress would look at the claims of vote fraud seriously and examine them for some period before they took the vote. I think a lot of people were there for that. A lot of people didn't even expect that the vote would be different, but they at least wanted to air their concerns that this was stolen out from under them. That feeling will go on. And what worries me, Jerry, is that the left will use this rioting at the Capitol as an excuse to crack down further.
Totally.
They've already cracked down on free speech in this country severely using social media and the media itself. The media censor anything that doesn't fit their narrative. Social media is doing the same thing. They even cut off President Trump's Twitter account for 12 hours.
Yeah.
That's the president of the United States. He was calling for peace. But he reiterated he thought the election was stolen, so they decided that that would cause violence, so they just shut him out. You know, who are they to determine that some speech is okay and some isn't? That's where we are now. People feel disenfranchised. And what I'd like to tell people is that no victory is ever permanent. It's never over. And Winston Churchill said, never, 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 never give up. And that, I think that's what people who believe in our free republic and the idea that elections can be legitimate have to cling to. And they have to keep working for candidates that uphold biblical values. They have to keep working for vote fraud reform.
Yes.
They have to try to protect every institution that transmits values that uphold God's kingdom. And that's not going to change no matter who's in power.
That's such a great, great point. You know, and Bob, I'll tell you, I'm not saying this in any way to say, you know, we told you so, but D. James Kennedy Ministries really was on the cusp of all this, predicting a year many months before the election that certain things have to be changed. Otherwise, there could be voter fraud and the left could steal the election. And you spell them all out in your book, Liberty on the Brink. Let's go through just a few key prominent points that you made in that book for the ministry.
Well, first, they changed the election laws unilaterally in states by election boards and governors. And not by legislatures. According to the Constitution, only state legislatures can determine the place and time and procedure of an election. And if other bodies changed them, then they did so illegally. This happened in Pennsylvania, where they said they could keep counting the votes days after the voting took place. Second, they engineered, because of COVID, millions of mail-in ballots that were sent to people on voting lists that had never been cleaned up. The left for years has opposed any efforts to clean up voter rolls to make them accurate. I know that from participating with the American Civil Rights Union, which sued Broward County, Florida, which was the epicenter of the election fraud dispute in 2020 with the hanging chads and all that.
2000.
Well, We did a study of their voter rolls and found that there are people 150 years old and older on it. There were people who had moved, people who had died, and they just said, tough, we're not cleaning it up.
Wow.
We're doing the minimum the law requires.
You know, by the way, I live in Broward County, so I drive behind some of these people that are 150 years old. It's absolutely legitimate. Go ahead.
Watch yourself on the road, Jerry. Anyway, they were very arrogant about it. And I remember sitting in a hearing, an informal hearing with a arbitrator appointed by the court. And on our side of the table was me and the attorney from the ACRU. And the other side were several the representatives of the Broward County Election Office and several other organizations, including people from Project Vote, which is a left-wing group that grew out of Acorn. There were people from the left-wing union, the Service Employees International Union, which is heavily funded by George Soros and others.
Yeah.
This is what we're up against. We had several powerful left-wing groups on the other side of the table with the Broward County officials. So they're joined at the hip. And here we were just asking for accuracy in the voter rolls. You multiply that, Jerry, over the nation, where the left has taken control and refused to clean up the voter rolls, and then said we're going to mail to everybody on the list, and then we're going to do the counting. They set up ballot box collections with the help of Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, explain that. What is that? And they did a lot of that in Georgia, but what does that mean?
Yes, he did. Well, they they constructed new collection points. You didn't have to go vote in person at the polls. They said this will make it easier to vote, but the Zuckerberg money funded a group that made it easier to vote only in Democratic areas. So it's skewing
clearly
the vote.
Partisan.
Of course, they did that on social media.
Yeah.
They did it on social media by using logarithms that suppressed Republican, conservative, Christian material, and elevated anything that the left brought out. I mean, this has been proven. Dr. Robert Epstein of Harvard showed that the using logarithms. Algorithms, the Facebook and Twitter and Google, he said, changed a minimum of 6 million votes in this past election.
Wow.
And probably more. Yeah, because they, you know, they sent out, you know, get out the vote notices only to Democrats, not Republicans.
Yeah.
They weeded them out. Millions and millions of people are using all this social media. So what you have is a political movement that has harnessed the most powerful media in our society and made it all one way, made it all censoring one side and elevating the other.
Yeah, the media is half the problem in this country on every front, including the spread of the gospel.
Yeah.
I mean, they oppose, you know, I just think of Anderson Cooper smugly calling the guy, the MyPillow guy, a snake oil salesman and so forth. And the snake oil, the Mike Lindell of the Pillow guy, he is a man who admittedly had a problem with drugs and by the grace of Jesus Christ was freed from the power of drugs and made something of his life and became a very successful entrepreneur. We need more of that. And then for, you know, Cooper Anderson to smugly just, or Anderson Cooper, whatever his name is, smugly, you know.
It's Anderson Cooper.
AC. Oh, like AOC, just without the O. But
that's
anyway,
a good way to remember it.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Of but like mind.
Yeah, it's just so shame, such a shame to see this. The media in this country is so ill-served. I was very disappointed, so were millions of others, with Fox News, especially when apparently Murdoch's daughter-in-law said when it looked like Biden was going to win, she said, allegedly, we did it. Wow. Yeah, you did it, lady. You guys managed to plunge Fox News ratings down to the toilet.
Yeah, there's also a major figure in one of the major social media outlets, I think it was Twitter, who was caught saying that we're going to make sure, you know, that Biden's elected, and just caught on tape or whatever. But, you know, what we're facing now after the, again, a questionable election in Georgia, because I don't think anything got fixed.
Yeah.
Between the November 3rd election and the one that happened on January 5th.
Right.
You know, that in the original election, both Republicans had won the election, but they did so only by less than 1% of the vote. Hence, they had the runoff election. And in the meantime, Stacey Abrams, who is still claiming vote fraud from her losing the gubernatorial race a couple of years ago, did a marvelous job, you got to hand it to her, of registering hundreds of thousands of new voters and making sure they got to the polls. But also, we have never gotten to the bottom of the things like the Dominion voting machines. The media is just saying, oh, that's been dismissed. Well, by whom?
Now Dominion is suing or threatening to sue Sidney Powell or other prominent critics of that. And we have about 30 seconds left. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to get away with it because an expert testified before the Georgia Senate committee just last week saying that they'd hacked into the Dominion system, even though the Dominion people said they're all offline. You can't get online and hack it. Well, he said, my people are in there right now. And I'm thinking, if that's the case, that should have been examined more closely.
Wow.
But, Jerry, just as in the future, there are very tight margins for the Democrats in the House and Senate. The Republicans will have to flex mightily and use the power of the filibuster in the Senate and maybe limit some of the damage that I've outlined that's coming in the coming communist wave and also the Liberty on the Brink books.
Yeah, both of which are available at djameskennedy.org. Not that this is meant to be a commercial, but if people are interested in, that's how they could get that information. Bob, always a pleasure. God bless you and God bless America with repentance and a third great awakening, our only hope, really. Thank you.
I can't add to that. Thanks, Jerry. God
okay.
bless you.
God bless you now. Bye-bye.